Czech emigre, author and co-founder of 68 Publishers, Josef Škvorecký, died at the age of 87 on Tuesday, succumbing to cancer in Toronto, Canada. Mr. Škvorecký was one of the last great Czech 20th century authors. His first novels, published in Czechoslovakia in the 1950s, were quickly banned by the communist regime. Later, following the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia, Škvorecký and his wife Zdena Salivarová moved to Canada, where they founded 68 Publishers. The imprint was a crucial avenue for Czech and Slovak dissidents like Milan Kundera and Václav Havel to publish in Czech and English in the West. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Josef Škvorecký's life and work were nothing if not remarkable. Both as an author and as a co-founder of 68 Publishers, he had a huge impact on both Czech literature and dissident writing, giving a voice to those whose works were suppressed by the communist authorities at home. As an author, Škvorecký made his mark as a young man in the late 1950s, publishing a decade after the communists seized power, one of the darkest periods in Czechoslovak history. His fiction often examined the impact of repression and totalitarianism and celebrated jazz through his most famous character and alter ego, Danny Smititsky. Especially The Cowards earned him early renown, but also proved a threat. Czech editor Michal Špirit.
From today's standpoint, it might look like his breakthrough was sensational, like Ivan Klíma said. But we know from Mr. Škvorecký himself that there were consequences. It wasn't an easy period. People stopped greeting him in the street. He lost his job and his family worried that he could share the same fate as other authors and be politically persecuted.
The Cowards tells the story of an innocent, idealistic youth at the end of World War II, but is also darkly comic, farcically portraying locals as the Red Army approaches. Much of its strength, Michal Špirit says, stemmed from the author's own spirit and youth.
It sounds banal, but I think that its strength lies in a certain youthfulness that is timeless, as well as its witty use of language, the novel's anchor in a Czech-English setting, and in desires that would grow in intensity in the coming years. It was written 10 years before it was published, so Škvorecký couldn't know which way things would go, but I think through several references in the text, he predicted quite accurately what would come. Ale vlastně ji předpovídal z několika narážek v textu
docela dobře a jasnozřivě. After 1968, Josef Škvorecký and his wife settled in Toronto, Canada, beginning a new life, but never forgetting their friends and colleagues at home. In 1971, they founded 68 Publishers, which many years later, Milan Kundera described as a publishing house that had moral and aesthetic authority beyond compare. 68 Publishers put out works by authors like Arnošt Lustig, Viktor Fischl, Jiří Gruša, and many others, and the works were often smuggled back into Czechoslovakia so they could be read here illegally. The author always stressed, though, that the publishing house was primarily his wife's accomplishment and success. Škvorecký himself authored numerous literary works, including The Engineer of Human Souls. He received the Governor General's Award in Canada in 1984, the Order of the White Lion in Czechoslovakia in 1990, and the Czech Republic's State Prize for Literature in 1999.
Jan Wellinger with that report.